you know, I don't think telling the truth and honesty for health professionals should be anything other than what we expect. It should be natural, and particularly when something goes wrong. And one of the things I've been disappointed in is that the Irish Medical Council hasn't changed its guidance. Its guidance to doctors still says that you should practice open disclosure. Should is the wrong word. You must practice open disclosure. It's not optional. It's very easy to tell people, you know, something minor has gone wrong, but it's much tougher to deal with things that really go wrong and really can affect people. And not surprisingly, because of the situation we're in, the threat of legal action is ever present. People are put off by that, but that's no excuse. And I think all of the professional regulatory bodies need to change their guidance and make it quite clear that truth-telling is not an option. You have to do it.
Do you have confidence that those remaining issues that you've recommended, those remaining changes you've sought, will be implemented?
There's a great opportunity to do it, but it requires leadership. And one of the things I've been very disturbed about is that some of the attitudes are still very unhelpful. The attitudes towards the 221 plus woman, one of them said to me, you know, I feel like I'm being treated like a leper because they're quizzed by their clinician about their activities in 221 plus before they'd be treated. Things like that. And some denialists, or there are people who deny that there was a problem with cervical check, say, oh, it was as good as anywhere else in the world and so on. So that sort of stuff is still going on. It's appalling.